Please open your Bible to the book of Isaiah chapter 40, and we will read from verse 28 to 31. Thank you so much for all the hospitality and everything. I really, really appreciate the honor. Thank you. Thank you very much. Lord bless you in Jesus' name. Isaiah 40, 28 to 31. The topic before us is swearing. And that's just it. He said, have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting Father, the Creator, the Lord, the Creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. His understanding is unsearchable. He gives power to the weak. And to those who have no might, he increases strength. Even the youth shall faint and be weary, and the young man shall utterly fall. But those who wait on the Lord shall renew their strength. They shall mount up on wings like eagles. They shall run and not be weary, and they shall walk and not faint. May God bless his word in Jesus' name. Amen. What does it mean to soar? To soar means to wax great. God wants you and I to wax great, whether in your family, in your individual life, in your career, in the marketplace, in your business, in your academics, in your thinking, in your reasoning, in everything that you do. God wants you to wax great. He wants you to do well. He doesn't want you to remain on the same level every time of your life. No. He does not want you to mark time on the same spot in your life. He wants you to wax great and make progress. He wants you to do things. He wants things. He wants you to move into new levels, new heights, and et cetera, et cetera. To soar also means to rise beyond the level you are used to. Yeah. And some people are coming to United Kingdom. Some people give them some counseling and say, why you come to UK? Because UK is a leveler. I said, they said that to you? Did you believe that? They said, well, we're going to believe again. They said, UK is a leveler. When we come into the land, the first thing is just get a cleaning job. From there, you go and wash corpses. And then go and look for work in McDonald's. And from there, well, if an agency calls you to clean the streets, that should be okay. And you have PhD, you have MBA, you have master in physics, masters in finance, banking, you have masters in IT, you have a first degree in medicine. Oh my God. And look at what they are telling you. And you believe in them. You can't believe such people. There's no leveler anywhere. Acts chapter 10, verse 34 and 35. The Bible says, God is no respecter of person. In every nation and every land, God is good to them that fear him. In every nation. So there's no leveler. Don't believe this leveling thing, okay? When you come to Canada, he's going to level up with everyone. No! Swearing means to rise beyond the level you are used to. Swearing also means to rise dramatically above the usual level. That's what eagles does. Rise dramatically above the usual level. All the chickens are going all about chicken, 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 chicken. You know, the train comes for them, you know, something here and there. But the eagle stays there. He looks at the old thing. He just suddenly rises up. Have you seen the eagle before? Whether we've not seen them physically, you've seen them on TV. Is that not so? Geographic Channel, you know, Discovery Channel. You could see them there. Play all those things. Don't go always for all these African magic things, okay? All these drama things. No, no. Look for things that will interest you and promote your wisdom and make you to be sharper, make you to be courageous and strong, make you to learn more, things that will edify your spirit, things that will make your emotions to be stronger. You know, not things that will kill your joy and deaden your spirit. No. Amen. You see that eagle comes suddenly, you know, as he comes with that towering wings all around there. The chickens are all quivering. Even the snakes is afraid. The crocodile is afraid. Because when that eagle catches those things, what's he going to do? He rises dramatically. The rattlesnake think he's going to bite the eagle. The eagle keeps going because the place of eagle is in the air. Eagles don't fly on the ground. Have you seen eagle on the ground before? Have you seen a plane rode from Oshawa to Dubai before? Don't enter that plane. No, the place of the plane and the place of the eagle is where? In the air. And the higher you go, the faster you will travel. Is that clear? So, to rise dramatically, when that eagle catches all those animals, including the mountain goats, he can carry them. He's so strong. What's he going to do? He rises dramatically and takes them into the way. By the time he takes them to 1,000 feet altitude, they are dead. They can't fight again. The crocodile can't fight again. The rattlesnake or the cobra cannot fight again. The mountain goat is finished by that time. So he just carried them, put them on the mountain, and then he takes his time. Because they are dead now. No need to worry. He goes and look for more. Hallelujah. To soar also means to rise from the lowest level to the higher level or the highest level. That's why you can't remain on the same spot. This soaring thing is so powerful, I'm telling you. It's so beautiful. It's so glorious. It's ordained by God, made by God, because man could not do it. Man could not be the one lifting you up. It's God that is going to lift you up. Because the soaring we are talking about requires the power of God to move. To soar also means to rise from prison to palace. The prison of life. Maybe there's an addiction in your heart nobody knows. An addiction to eat nails. Some people just eat nails. They just take nails like this. They are eating it. I say, get a nail cutter. I say, okay. Okay, go and do manicure. Let them trim it for you. Some people are addicted to paint. They just like smell of paint. Some are addicted to petrol and diesel. They just love it when they are filling their cars up. They just say they are. Some people ordinarily, it's not only cocaine they are addicted to. They are addicted to sex. That's a prison. It's a prison. You need to be out of prison. Some people are addicted. They are in the prison of wasteful spending. Until they spend everything, their eyes are not clear. It's a prison. So to rise, to soar means to rise out of the prison into the palace. There is a room for somebody here, amen. I said there's a room for somebody here. Their room is at the top, amen. We were flying to Italy one day, you know, and then we missed our flight. So I went to the counter and said, you know, we missed this flight now. What can you do for us? I love deals, okay? I love to negotiate. So what can we do? I don't like wasting resources and stuff. So what can you do? We've missed this thing by 2 minutes, so what are we going to do now? He said, well, you have to book another one again, so to say, because it looks like it's a no-show or something. I said, it's a no-show, I know. But is there a deal you can give to us? He said, well, let's look at a package and stuff like that. So he rolled out the package for me, and I said, well, can't you upgrade all of us to business class? We'll just pay a little and stuff like that, and et cetera, because the new, you know, the one we missed completely is gone. You're going to book a new one completely. It's going to be a lot of money. You know what I'm saying? If you have missed a flight before. And then they came around and said, well, for business class, let's calculate, you know, and then I take this percentage out, and I said, that's fine. So I called some of the people that we are going with. I said, have you got your ticket yet? Have you got your new boarding pass? They said, yes. So we went into the plane. As we were sitting down there, one of them sat on the plane. He sat on the seat. It was a different leather. It's bigger than all the other seats, you know what I mean? And sat down like this, and sat down, adjusted himself, and then got up. Listen to what he said. He said, "Do you know something? There's room at the top." That's where God is taking you. Because there is always room at the top. Always. People made us to believe there are no rooms there. People made us to believe, oh, it's hard there. It's just for some few people. Some leaders tell me and say, leadership is lonely. I said, leadership lonely? I said, I've never found it lonely in my life. I said, what do you do? I said, get down, take some people, take them with you up there, and let them stay with you. There's room at the top. In the name of Jesus Christ, I pray that the power of swearing, the power of the Holy Ghost, we lift somebody up into a new level today. Not tomorrow, I mean today. I said today, because there is room at the top for you. There's room at the top for our children. There's room at the top for our brethren. There's room at the top for our family members. There's room at the top for our destiny. Room at the top for our businesses. There's room at the top for you in this city. Receive it in the name of Jesus. Amen. To soar also means to rise in confidence and boldness. Rise in confidence and boldness. Many people, they've gone through so much in life that their confidence has died. But today, I'm calling that boldness in you and confidence of God in you to arise again. That you begin to weather the storm and begin to break barriers and begin to cross lines and begin to advance and begin to progress. Every spirit of low self-esteem, every spirit of depression, every spirit of inferiority complex, I raise a standard against them. And I declare the Lord break you out of them. The Lord break you free from them. And the Lord bring you into a new level. In quietness and confidence will be your strength. In the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord give you boldness today. Proverbs 28 verse 1 said, the wicked run when they are not pursued, but the righteous are as bold as lions. Those that soar, they are very bold. Amen. So let's look at these dimensions of rising, of soaring at this particular point in time. You do not accept and admit that you cannot soar or rise beyond where you are. You can rise. There's more in God for you and I. That's what I'm saying to you. There is more in God. People have said without time number, I say, you know, you can only just get to certain level. I say, if it's man that is doing it, because man is limited. No matter how rich, how anointed, how powerful, how royal, man is still limited. But when God is doing it, he bypasses all protocols, bypasses all position, bypasses all government, bypasses all organization. He bypasses the powerful, the high, and the mighty, and lift you up by himself. Psalm 75, if you read from verse 6 down there, it said exaltation or promotion or advancement does not come from the east or from the north or from the south or from the west. He said it comes from the Lord, because it's the Lord who set one down and set one up. I receive a setup today. Come on, receive your own setup today. Say, the Lord set me up. Set me up. Set me up, set me up, set you up for business, set you up in marriage, set you up in ministry, set you up in your career, set you up in your academics, set you up in your influence, your impact in the city, in the field, in every level, at all dimensions. The Lord raise you up, the Lord promote you, the Lord set you up. Don't ever accept and assume that you have to stay at one level, that is how far you can go. There is always a barrier to be broken, because God is the one lifting us up. You are capable of achieving your dream right from today. You're capable of it. That is what swearing does. It's a dimension of swearing. You're capable. I don't know what your dreams are. Maybe some people have told you, you are like Joseph. That's too much, Joseph. That's too insulting, Joseph. They've said that to you. They pointed fingers at you. And you two have retracted like a snail into the shell. No, bring that dream to God today. You want a clothing line? It's possible even in this country. You, yeah. I mean, you, I'm talking about you. Who do you think I'm talking about again? You want to start a jewelry line? It's possible. You want to start a real estate business? My God, it's possible. Completely. You want to be in the political forefront? It's possible. You want to be a local councilor in your borough, wherever it is you want to be. You want to go nationally? It's possible. You want to run your own business? It's possible. Don't ever say, well, you know, for certain group of people, their color dictates how far they will go. It's a lie. It's a lie. You can rise to a majestic stature like Joseph. Was he a member of that country? Was he born in that country? Look at the journey of Joseph. For 13 years. He had his dream at 17. He told his father, told all his 11 brothers and the sisters and everybody. They all heard about it. But they all said, no, it's not possible. Let's mess up this guy. You know his story. He went, they put him in the pit, from the pit. They sold him into slavery. And he was found himself in Potiphar's house. But when he got there, Potiphar said, there's something about this guy. I make you the ruler. You are the chief of staff here. Next in rank to me. Yeah. Made him the chief of staff there. He did everything for him. Suddenly, he faced a false accusation with the wife of Potiphar. He was thrown into the prison. The leader of the prison, the officer in charge of the prison, looked at him and said, what? Something about this boy. You are going to be the captain here. He made him the captain again. Suddenly, I'm put him in an important, a VIP section of the prison. Can you imagine that? He put the grip. And then, suddenly, these two guys, he looked at them. That's why it's always good for you to discern people. Now, if you are able to do things for people, don't look down on them. Don't say, it's none of my business. Don't turn back. Go to them and say, are you okay? Is everything all right? You know, can I join you in prayer? You know, what is it you are believing, God? If you have money, give them money. If they need clothes, if they need a signpost for a job, you know, call somebody, whatever you can do, you know, anything, help somebody out there. Because in helping people, you will discover your purpose and you too will rise. That's what Joseph did. I mean, just look at these two guys who sat in one corner of the prison. And then he said, are you guys okay? He said, can we be okay? We had a dream. And the first one said his own dream. The second one was still trying to be cool and, and calculated. When he had the interpretation of the first one, he said, I too had a dream, you know. I had a dream too, you know. So. He interpreted their dream. But they forgot him. Look at what he said. He said, when you are out of here, remember him. Your help is not in the hand of man. Many of you have been disappointed because you are trusting men to help you. The men are limited. They will disappoint. Don't put your hope and trust in a man. You will be shattered and defeated, and you will carry grudges for the rest of your life. You will be so bitter. You'll be so you feel so full of strife and say, "How come? I thought they were going to help me. Why are they not helping me?" They can't help you because they don't have the capacity to do it for everybody. Hallelujah. They forgot Joseph. But you know something that happened? Pharaoh now had a dream. That's the top one. God was announcing Joseph now, moving him from the level he was to a majestic stature. Are you getting the story? Somebody is moving from that now. That's why I'm painting that picture quickly so you can grasp it. And then suddenly they remember there was one boy in the prison. So they say, go and get him. And being a nice guy, full of excellent spirit, he knows he could not go into the palace just like that. There's a protocol to enter every place. You see, to enter this church, there's a protocol of excellence. When you see the pastor, when you see his wife, when you see their lieutenant, you could see excellence on them. So don't come here as a riffraff, as a person, you know. You come with an excellent spirit. Can you see how everything is well arranged? Music is very good. The ushers are smiling. My God, everybody's out there. Things, you know, it's not that you enter, you don't know where to go. And you go like this. Say, so where do we go?
No, they were all there, all arranged, all trained, everybody nicely dressed, officers, you know, looking good and smelling. That's why we say you're smelling good. Is that not so? Glory to God. That's the protocol to enter everywhere. So Joseph cleaned himself up. He had a good shower. He put his perfume on. You know, that thing was smelling, that cologne was smelling so good. My God, he trimmed his hair. My God, he trimmed all everything all around him. My God. How he came, they said, this is the guy. You know, Pharaoh didn't even have to look and adjust his tie or anything. He said, you're the one. I had a dream. You should interpret it. You know how kings talk. He said, well, everything belongs to God. Tell me your dream, king, and God will interpret it. Not I will interpret it. My hope and my help is in the Lord, so I trust God that he's my backup. And then the dream came, the interpretation came, and Pharaoh said, can we find anybody whom the Spirit of the Lord is? These that you have designed for your whole country. It just came like that from his heart. You have to be ready and prepared every time. Many of you today, if they say, come into the House of Parliament and talk to the Prime Minister about what's going on in Oshawa, what do you think you're going to do? Will you start looking for Google now? Google what's going on in Oshawa. And you've lived here for 10 years. What's going on? You don't know. You have to know all those. You can be called at any time. Opportunity can happen for you anytime. You have to be ready. You have to be prepared. We were doing a Zoom for a high-profile person doing his birthday, and they called this person. They said, come and pray. And the person said, please give me 5 minutes. High-profile people don't have 5 minutes. To go and do what? You know, many people don't appear with their video on Zoom these days. They're just there. Some of them are still in their bathroom robe. Some have toothpick in their mouth. You know, some, they're not prepared for anything. You have to be prepared. You know, 5 minutes to do what? To touch up. Put foundation of many generations and things like that. Put some powder, you know, adjust the hair or the wig or whatever it is or something like that. 5 minutes have passed. We've moved on. We've called the next person. By the time the person came, there was no opportunity again. Are you going to be ready? Please plan and be ready every time. Opportunity of swearing can take place because it's a prophetic word being declared by the church. You have to be ready for it. Be prepared for it. You can be called anytime. Your phone can ring anytime. Your notifications need to be set on alert. Your email, your social media, everything, you know, because you are expectant in the swearing season that we are in now. Amen. The person that's going to marry you is ready somewhere. Be prepared. The business associate you have been praying for, they are already waiting. Be prepared. Privileges that you have fasted and prayed to come, they are almost around the corner. Be prepared. Be prepared. So, you can rise. You can have a change in height. You can achieve height at a faster rate, and you can have retention of height without losing your altitude. Which means when you go up there, you won't come down again. Because from that place you rise to, you keep rising from there. Now, why is it that people don't soar? Number one, why is it that people don't soar? Number one, it is because they keep looking back every time. When you keep looking back, you think of all the successes of the past. Those are little successes. The real success is still in the future. I hope you know that. That you have succeeded. You've done so well. You bought a house. You bought 2 houses. You have PhD. You have 2 MBAs. Or whatever it is. In the past, you know, stop looking at the past. Let's from where we are right now launch into the future. The past is like a spent check. You can't cash it again. Is it clear? You can't cash it again. So what do we do? And I hope for the future. So when you keep looking at the past, you have failed in the past. You say, well, I don't think I can ever succeed again. And you write yourself off. That's not how to do life. You might have failed in the past, but let it go in that past. Learn the message there. Learn lessons that made you fail, and don't let such things repeat itself again in the present as you go to the future. Is it clear? Learn the message. So let the past stay in the past.
And now have enough strength and courage now to do what?
To face the future. The future is big. The future is so large.
When Oprah Winfrey was still Oprah Winfrey, they said to her, they said, what do you see about the future? He said, the future is so bright, I need sunglasses to look at it. Your future is so pretty, pretty, pretty bright. Stop looking at the past. He said, well, how can I stop looking? If you know what they did to me, who are these they anyway? If you know how they harassed me, who are these they? They didn't give me mortgage. They didn't give me loan. Who are these they? Have you identified what they are? They are locking you down in your past? I want to be free to move into the future. That's why I need a lot of momentum, a lot of strength, a lot of power, like the eagle to soar, because you need strength to soar. You can't soar and move to the future on higher ground on a spent energy that is gone. There's no power again. You need new power. That's why you say, they that wait upon the Lord will renew their strength, mount up on wings like what? Eagle. When they run, they will not be weary. Have you been on the treadmill? They are just going like that. My God, they are just going like that. And you are looking at the timer every time. I hope you time yourself. Always time yourself. That's why we keep you focused on that thing. If you don't time yourself, after 5 minutes, you take the bottle of water, and then you stay again. Look at Instagram. On treadmill. Time it. Keep going. Keep going. Keep going. Until the timer says, if there's no, keep going. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. Don't stop. That's what the Bible says. They that run, they will not be weary. They that walk, they will not faint. Number two, why is it that some people don't soar? It is because they lack hunger. There's no hunger in them again. Everything is now flat completely. There's no desire for new things again. They are already signed up with the status quo, and they are already satisfied with where they are forever. You know, some people, as soon as they get married, they say, thank God I'm now married to this nice girl, to this nice boy. That's it. Signed, delivered. I've got a ring. I've got a name. And that's it. And so therefore, they stop tweaking their etiquette level on how to make themselves better in that marriage. Because you need to make yourself better. Physically, mentally, spiritually, emotionally. Because you can't carry all those baggages from there and now bring it into this new place. You need your mind renewed completely. You've asked so many questions while you are dating. Now you are now married. You are now ready to do what? To launch onto higher ground. If you are there and you are just too satisfied, you are like a plane who is just taxiing for 2 hours on the what? On the runway and couldn't have strength to rise. Is it clear? Say some plane, they say, well, we are having technical issues, and they won't tell you. They say, we are waiting for instruction. No, something is wrong with the hydraulic system, the aeronautical engines, and all those things that will require for you to fly. So they keep taxing. They keep taxing. And you're just enjoying yourself. You know, you don't know what's going on. And they say, well, we're going to be here for the next 30 minutes. Have you heard that before on the plane? Yeah, if they are trying to gather the strength to fly the plane, engineering, the wind, and everything around them in the tower, they're waiting for instructions. But the pilot won't tell you, so it's just taxing. Many people are like that when they get married. Marriage is for you to take off.
to take off into your dream, to take off into God's plan for the two of you, into the future. The plan to prosper, not to harm yourself. The plan to be fruitful spiritually, mentally, biologically, financially, to do great things together. Because one was chasing 1,000 before, now two supposed to chase 10,000. But if you are placid on that same level, two of you will now start chasing only 1,000 back again. Suddenly one day, war came. He said, it's you. I say, what do you mean? Who do you think you are? Really? When you are dating this guy, you are hot shot, running after her so much, my God. If only you fry your hair, you can fry your hair. Oh, you smell so good. And suddenly now you marry this guy, you won't chase her again. You have to keep chasing her. That's what keeps the marriage aflame. Yeah. Many people, they lack hunger. There's no hunger in them again. Some men, they say, after their wife have given birth to one baby or two babies, the only thing, they start looking at her stomach. When a woman gives birth, they have a little thin fat in their stomach. Men, get that right in your brain. If you don't like it, take her to the gym and stay with her there. Don't run away. And you do that thing together. You do that thing together. By the time she comes out, you say, see? That's what I'm saying. If you see her, she's walking like, you say, train her and say, can you do some catwalk, lady? Yeah. That's hunger. That's your hunger. You're hungry for more. It's not just there. And the woman will not just say, you know, after all that, and they're married now, you now have one child, you just sit down there like that. You know? No, you have to polish your, fix your hair. You know, look great. Marriage is, I mean, it's hard work. Yeah. That is part of the hunger. Matthew 5:6. He said, blessed are those that hunger and thirst after righteousness. They shall be filled. They shall be filled. Hallelujah. They will be filled. You need to be filled so much because of hunger. Why is it that some people don't soar? Because they are busy comparing themselves with others. That's all they do. My car, our car, is not as good as their own. Our house is not as big as their own. You, son, you have to be like the son of that person. Nonsense. Girl, I don't like the way you look at me. So-and-so's doctor does not look at me like that. Nonsense. Train them how to look at you. The grass is greener somewhere else because they water it. Water your own. Stop comparing yourself to others. Stop comparing their husband to other people. They say, well, if you can just do your hair like that man, you know, my friend's husband. Friend's husband? Am I now? Where now? No, what nonsense. Stop comparing. He said, my career now and the other people's career, we're now at par. No, stop all this unholy rivalry and competition so that you can be able to hunger and thirst for where God wants you to get to. Stop comparing yourself to others. If some people are always telling you everything is so good around there, we are just good, you know, everything is fine, we have no debt, you know, we are debt-free, you know, there's a lot of money in the bank, we have stocks and bonds, we have everything, you know, we go on holiday, you know, 3 times or 4 times a year to the Caribbean, to Spain, to Orlando, Florida, where the sun is every time, you know, where the beach is. I tell you, at times, it may be an astroturf. Astroturf is fake green grass. Build your own. Stop comparing yourself with other people. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 12. It says, we are not of them that commend ourselves among ourselves, nor compare ourselves among others. For they that compare themselves among themselves, they are not wise. Stop comparing yourself. Finally, we just do one more. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Lord, for the timer. Hallelujah.
What's one we can do again? Amen. You got to keep to time every time. Amen. Now, what do we do? Because this last one is, why is it that people don't soar? Because they want to keep on living ordinary life. They are so satisfied. Wake up in the morning. Go to the bathroom. Get a breakfast. Go to job. Come back. Watch TV. Have dinner. Sleep. Ordinary life. While some people are spending time to look at what stocks can they buy? How can they put their money to work when they are sleeping? Some are thinking about that. So when you see some people, financially they are getting upgraded in life, stop envying people. You don't know the kind of effort they are putting into it. I've seen people, students in our church, who have brought in a deposit to buy a house, because I say everybody will buy a house. They found deposit. They borrow from the bank of dad and mom to put a deposit down. Once they buy that house, in 1-2 years, that house have loads of equity. The students, they go there, they ask their bank come and value the house. They pull the equity out. I say, it's not to buy Louis Vuitton bags and shoes. Not to go to Dubai, okay? All these group friends, our friends, we are going to Dubai. No, no, no. Put it on the next house. Property ladder have started. Is that not so? One property, next property. Don't say I'm from Africa. Look at my skin. I can't do that. He said, lie. I've told you. Stop believing. Stop living ordinary lives. There is something more significant about your life. It doesn't matter what your age is. You can start from anywhere. It doesn't matter which family you are born into. It doesn't matter whether you went to school or you didn't go to school. You can start from somewhere today and soar and go higher. You stop living ordinary life. Nothing creative about you. You just sit down there. The question you ask is so flat. There's nothing extraordinary about you. Come on, wake up. Retrain yourself. Hallelujah. And be filled with the excellent spirit. Will you rise on your feet, somebody? Glory to God. Thank you, Lord. Give Jesus a big hand, somebody. Amen. Lift your hand to God and say, Father, I receive power to soar. I don't know what level you want to soar into. Financial, marital, ministry, business, influence in the city, your immigration status. Maybe there are too many enemies are after you. All forms of situation rising up against you. You can begin to receive power to deal with every situation today. Ask God, say, Lord, give me power. Give me power. Give me power to deal with this situation, to deal with that situation, to overcome these challenges. In the name of Jesus, rise. Give me the power. Give me the power. Give me the power, Lord, that is required, that I need right now to move me to the next level. In the name of Jesus, I'm grateful, Lord Jesus. Give me new strength and new power. In the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray. Father, I pray for somebody here. Maybe you are trusting God today. And you say, well, I don't even have the strength in me to even do anything. I want to pray for you today. Lift your hand wherever you are. Or maybe you had strength before, but you have been drained by the demands of life, demands of family, demands of friends, associate of your health, demands, spiritual, physical, emotional drain and demands have drained you. And you just want to give up completely. I want to pray for you too. Just lift your hand. Maybe you are also very versatile for God before. You love God so much. But now, because of what you have gone through, things that have happened, your love for God have waxed cold. God wants to give you strength too. Perhaps you are here also here. Maybe a friend invited you and somebody asked you to come to church and you have not given your life to Jesus Christ. You have no strength in you at all. God wants to give you strength so that out of you will generate new power and you can begin to do great things for God. If you're in any of these four categories, just wave your hand to me wherever you are. Keep it up. Hallelujah. Lord, I pray for these hands that are lifted to you. Whatever is their capacity, their situation, they are trusting you for, whether for salvation, for restoration, oh God, Almighty Father, to come and bounce back, oh God, to you with love, with joy, with new fire, with new potential, or their strength have been drained mentally, physically, spiritually. Lord, they couldn't find them to pray again, to think, strategize, and even plan. Lord, I pray today, let strength of God come into them today. Amen. Receive strength in Jesus' name. Amen. Receive capacity in Jesus' name. Receive grace in Jesus' name. Receive newness of mind. In the name of Jesus. All things work together for your good. From this day now forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.